Today we have a very interesting passage from Luke chapter 14. And this is when the Lord is having a very nice dinner with the Pharisees. The Lord would eat with anyone. He would eat with prostitutes and tax collectors. He would eat with the Pharisees. So today he was invited to the home of one of the leading Pharisees, probably a fabulously wealthy man, as the Pharisees were known to be very rich. And this dinner, this lunch that he was at, obviously had a lot of people there, maybe some of the Pharisees' other wealthy friends, maybe some very prestigious people. So the Lord looks around and he says to the host, he says, you know, when you have a lunch or dinner, don't invite your friends, brothers, sisters, your relatives, or your wealthy neighbors, because then they'll invite you to their house and you'll have your repayment in this world. The Lord said, it's better to invite those who cannot do anything for you. Invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, because then you'll be repaid in the kingdom of heaven. And it's always better to have your reward in the next life rather than in this life. So when the Lord is talking here, he's really talking about what is the motivation, what are the motives behind why this Pharisee would have this big dinner. Maybe it wasn't just out of charity. Maybe it was out of self-interest. If he invited these particular people to his banquet, well, then they would invite him to their banquet. And so what was the motive? Was it a selfish reason? Was he just doing it for self-interest? Or was he doing it for true charity? Mother Teresa always says, give until it hurts a little bit, right? Do something for somebody that can have no way to repay you. That's true charity, true love, is doing something for someone that there's no way that they can repay us. And isn't that what God did for us? He invites us to the banquet of heaven. He invites us to the banquet of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We're the poor ones, we're the crippled, we're the lame, we're the spiritually blind. The Lord invites us, and there's nothing we can really do for him. It's a free gift for the Lord. So in today's gospel, it's really about giving without any strings attached, giving without a thought of reward. And to, I think, a good other lesson in today's gospel is to show love for the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. The Catholic Church has always had a great love for helping the poor. The Catholic Church is the largest organization in the world helping the poor today. It's done more for the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind than any other religion or denomination or government. The Catholic Church is the largest charitable organization in the world. So the Lord is reminding us that we have to reach out to help the poor, to help the crippled, to help the lame and the blind. And the Lord says here, if you do this and don't expect any repayment in this world, then when you get to heaven, that's when you'll have your eternal reward. He says you'll be repaid at the resurrection of the just. So again, this is something that we should reflect upon and think about. What are the motives of why we do an act of charity? Is it to get a reward in this life? Or is it just out of true love of others? And if it's out of true love of others, then we'll be surprised in heaven and pleasantly surprised, because that's when the true reward comes in the kingdom of heaven.